It's the 90s to now with John Deering.
What is the 90s to now? It's my weekly radio show on 100.9 2BACR Sydney. It's about the news, music, and talking about the 90s to now. Thanks for listening to my podcast where we feature some of the musicians and interesting people that I interview each week. Well, it's that time of the show now for my Aussie Artist of the Week. And I always try to play a bit of diversity when I pick one of these artists each week. This week, it's no different. In fact, it's an indie rock band, and I think you'll love it. The name of the band is called Man City Sirens. And as it says on their little bit of paper here, it says they're not your typical Aussie indie rock band. Now, there's four members in the band, but I'm going to have a chat to Walter, and he can tell us all about that. Hi, Walter. Thank you very much for joining us here on the 90s to Now.
Well, thank you very much for inviting us, John. And thank you to Michael Matthews, who's worked tirelessly behind the scenes to get us onto the program. We know that you have to be special to get on.
I always like to play a bit of diverse music, and your tracks are great. Now, tell us a little bit about the band. Let's see, who's in the band? Obviously, four people. Who are they?
Yes, four. We have had five. We did have a keyboard player until recently, but he's trying to get his residency permit at the moment, so he has to work pretty much full-time to do that for another couple of years. So, unfortunately, we can't use him. However, the four of us who are the mainstays, well, I'm myself and the, I hate to say it, frontman lead singer, writing most of the songs. And then there's David, who's the guitarist who also co-writes with me. There's Mauro, who's a drummer but also a percussionist, plays harmonica, sings and plays guitar. And there's Rick Vavilyuk, who plays bass but he also plays euphonium and trumpet in a concert band and makes music clips and films. So, yeah, we've been together for a few years now. It's a really good, tight little outfit, and I tend to be up and down like a roller coaster at Luna Park, and the other guys have a great sense of humour, and it's very energising for me every time we rehearse or do a gig. Yeah, I feel on top of the world when I'm with them.
Now, how would you describe your music style?
Oh, you know, I was just thinking about that before. My singing teacher, because I still study singing as well as piano to keep refreshing myself, and I'm coming from sort of classical music studies, calls it popera, which is a combination of sort of opera and pop, or pop and opera. People just call it indie rock when they don't know how to categorize things indie, you know, independent and not mainstream. But I think a lot of things are like, really authentic things are like that these days. They're a fusion of many styles. So, you know, I love the Baroque period. You know, Bach, Vivaldi, even some of the stuff that Mozart wrote in the style of the Baroque. But I love, you know, the Beatles, the British music from the 60s. Also, I sang in a covers band doing Britpop from the 60s, 70s and 80s for a couple of years. Queen, punk. I like punk for its energy and rebelliousness. But I also like the soulful singing of gospel influenced singers like Jeff Buckley or even Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries. Our guitarist David loves Oasis. Radiohead is another band which I like. Their inventiveness, but also like the glam rock, the excessiveness of a band like The Darkness and Muse.
Good selection there. That's great. Now, we're going to play, obviously, your new song, which we'll talk about in a minute, but I'm going to play one of your earlier songs called Will I Ever Never. Now, what is that song about?
Yeah, that is possibly the simplest song out of all of them that you've chosen from EP1. But it's also the song that I enjoyed putting it together with David. Well, we didn't have to put it really together. It sort of happened, and then we just refined certain aspects of it, usually to do with the harmonies and counter melodies. But it's just a song about love lost, that's all, and about the labours of people sometimes trying to piece together the relationship which is, you know, fundamentally broken, and it's really come to an end. It's not going to come together again. And that's all it's about. But as I've listened to it more since we recorded it, I've really fallen in love with it. It's It's just the perfect fusion of what that theme is about, and everybody experiences it at some point or other in their lives.
Right, let's have a listen to it here on the 90s to Now. It is the 90s to Now, and that's our Aussie Artist of the Week. It's Man City Sirens, and that one is, of course, well, I've got him on the phone. He can tell us exactly. What was the name of that one, that song?
Okay, now I know this is for 50 points. Yeah. Do I get to call somebody?
You call a friend, but...
Will I ever... .. never.
Yeah, I got to say, it's very haunting, and It's those harmonies in there are very haunting.
That, yeah, it's gentle, kind of soulful and sorrowful, moody, and it's got that haunting quality. There's that quaint, which was the producer's idea of throwing in the kids in the playground noises at the beginning.
Mm.
And then it's got the feedback that I had happening with the guitar during the song. Yeah.
No, it's good little sound. I'm glad I played that one. It was great. Now, the next one is your current single. It's called A Girl, A Picture, A Wall. Now, tell us what inspired the song.
Ah, and it actually has to do with quite a few girls and more than one wall, four walls. and it's many pictures. Look, it was... Like I was saying, I'm a bit of an obsessive-compulsive roller coaster personality. And since I used to be a university lecturer, and since I left the university system just to do music full-time, more of the issues that we've all got in our lives occasionally bubble up to the surface. And one day, the social contract I have with my wife is that while she goes out to work and she supports me financially, I do most of the house chores. So I've... You know, you iron all people's clothes, kids, hers, mine, and yep. You're putting them away in wardrobes. And I just noticed one of our kids, our son, was growing up in his room, in his wardrobe. He had big posters of girls in bikinis like Kylie and some girl called Fernanda who was pumping iron, and one of Gillian Anderson, the actress. And, yeah, I was never into stuff like that. I was more of a studious sort of geeky type. I was a bit shocked, and I don't know, it set something off in my mind, and I felt like he wasn't so much my son anymore as a separate individual. He wasn't growing up, he was growing away. You know, it's all these kind of fanciful, ridiculous notions that come into your head because you've got your own problems. And I started drinking, and I don't drink generally unless I'm unhappy. And I got semi-drunk, and suddenly I started writing the lyrics to this song, and just grabbed the guitar and more or less pushed out most of the song that particular afternoon. I've got actually several versions of it. Another one's called Gillian Anderson, different song, but it's inspired by the same experience. And that's all that the song is about. It's just looking at all the other posters he had on his wall, Star Trek, Deep Space Nine posters, sci-fi posters, Oasis. He had a picture of Oasis to the band.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of that sort of stuff. It's a jumble of... top cultural references, because a bit like, not that I'm comparing myself to someone like Shakespeare, but I think if you're going to be making a mark in your time that it's allotted to you on this planet, it's probably going to have to be because you talk about your times. And I'm just fascinated by everything that's going on in our times. So even at the moment, like the other night I finished a piano song about being isolated. But it's actually not about the virus. It's about people meeting in parks, sometimes meeting on the corners of streets at night secretly in three or four to sort of have a quick conversation next to a traffic light.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all that the song's about. But it's about our times. And so the language of the lyrics too is about things that we say all the time, programs that we watch. Yeah, that's all that song is about, A Girl, A Picture, A Wall.
Okay,
very simple.
Let's have a listen to it here on the 90s to now.
let this man in here. Never the truth is ever.
To be ACR, and that's the 90s to now, and that's our Aussie Artist of the Week. That, of course, is Man City Sirens. Water is still with me, and that was their brand new song called,
I will not say what you are trying to make me say, John. That is called A Girl, A Picture, A Wall.
That's right. Good little track too. I love I was just talking to you about the sound. It's just really upbeat with the great sounding band as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, considering there's only four of us playing live when we play live, we manage, because in writing the songs I try to think symphonically and polyphonically, you know, I try to make sure that everybody's doing something different, as they do in orchestras.
Yeah.
So one instrument complements the other instrument, but is still playing a significantly different part. So it's not music that's a simple riff. And sometimes until we met up with our last drummer, Mauro, some of the other drummers, still talented drummers, would say, oh, geez, this music's a real challenge, you know. You keep having gear shifts and suddenly you've gone to a different chord progression. And I said, yeah, that's part of what I want this music to be, which is kind of dramatic and emotional and to speak to everything that any individual feels.
So what have you got planned coming up? Obviously, you've got a new EP coming out eventually.
Well, we've done two EPs, Avalanche of Debutantes and Exodus of Dreams. And at the moment, I mean, in a funny way, this lockdown period has been beneficial, because instead of just doing lots of gigs, you know, if not every week, every couple of weeks a gig, and you're forever rehearsing your same material and trying to get good as a performance band, which is important, I've got time now to go back through the catalogue of pre-production stuff that I've got. And we've picked out 20 songs that we want to do for an album, and trying to make each one potentially a number one hit. Obviously, they won't be.
No, not all of them. You.
But try and make each one like
that's
that.
That's all you
so
can do.
Yeah, well, people will have a choice.
Well, Michael, thank you. I mean, Walter, thank you very much for coming on. It's an absolute pleasure having you on, and great music. Obviously, your music is available everywhere you can pick up wonderful digital music.
Yes, it's on all digital platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, all those
places.
Entities that take all the money from you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ren, for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure. See you later.
No, it's been My pleasure. Thank you very much, Don. Good luck with everything.
The 90s to now. Heard on 100.9 2BACR every Tuesday night from 7. Also, check out the 90s to now Facebook and Instagram pages to find out more.